Hoyu Dibur Moshe, that the Shekhinah did not talk to Moshe. So it comes out on Chamisha Sabav, that's when they stopped dying. So Rashbam explains like this, Tosant, a Nomen Aleph there, the last Rashbam, the big one. Shekola boy Moslem Midbar, the Medrash Eicha says like this, Yom Shabbat boy Achev, out of the day they stopped digging or covering the graves. The Yom Rebbe Levi, Kol Erev Tisha B'Av, all 40 years in the Midbar, every Erev Tisha B'Av, Hoyekruz Yoitza, there's like a basco going out, Hakel Yotzal Achbar, everybody go out, dig yourself a grave, V'Yishonim, and Tisha B'Av by night, every single Jew that was over 20 used to sleep in his grave. Over Shacharis, the next morning, Hakruz Yoitza used to go around announcing, Yibod Lo'achayim and Amesim, like whoever could stand up, stand up. The live ones, get up. And whoever couldn't get up, they died, and the kvu was right there. They just covered them up. For your birth canoes of an insu, tesvav elef, perptutais chaserim b'choshona. Every single year, 15,000 of them died. The kach also, that's what happened for 40 years. That's how you get 600,000. Yom l'shona, yom l'shona. I remember shona. Now, the last year, what happened was, bot kuatzman, the last year, the 40th year, again, on Tisha B'Av night, they went to sleep in the graves. Nimtzu shleim, the next morning, every single one stood up. So they made a mistake. Shematin v'cheshvan, maybe we made a mistake on the wrong day. It's not Tisha B'Av. So they tried again the next night. And Yud Bav, they also went to sleep there. V'chein b'yudalat, v'chein b'yudbez, v'chein b'yudgimel, v'yudalat. Same thing, next, that whole week, they come out, slept in the grave every night. Ah, the Ismalis Yura, until it came the 15th day, Chamisha Sabah, they saw Lavana was Mole. Kivun, the Ismalis Yura, they saw Lavana was Mole. They knew now that Tisha B'Av passed by already. They didn't make any mistake. Oh, Omru, they said now, as you know, Bitla Kodesh Baruch Hu Oisik Zaira, that Zaira is finished with. Koshim Yelenu. In other words, nobody's going to die anymore. It's like the Dor HaMidbar finished dying. Sosta Mishta V'Simcha V'Yomtev. They made that day into a big Simcha V'Mishta. That's the Chamid, that was the Simcha Chamisha Sabav, that the Mosai Midbar stopped dying then. And it says, because until then, the Shekhinah didn't talk to Moshe. So the Hoya Dibra and Moshe, Shneem HaPosik says, V'hika Shetamu Kolanchei HaMachom Alomus, when they all died, Mikaravom, Fisomukha, then the Pasuk says, Fiyadabar Hashem Alai Leimor, Elai Hoyo Hadibur, that's when Hashem spoke with him. Mashu, the special Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had that Hashem spoke to him, Pe al Pe, that was not during these 40 years of the Midbar. That was only before, but during the 40 years of the Midbar, he didn't have his special Dibur to Hashem. But after they finished dying, that's when Hashem again spoke to Moshe like Pe al Pe. Ula says another pshat. You know what the mile of Chamisha Sabav was? Yom Shavitul Boy Yosheya ben Allah aparatisoyos shoy shavirovim ben Yerovim aladrochim. Yerovim ben Avot, the Rosha, he put up shomrim watchmans to stop Klai Yisrael to go up Eilu Regel. Before Yom Tovim, he didn't want them to go Eilu Regel. So he used to put on the road special aparatisoyos, special like policemen, to stop the Yidden from going out to the other regal. So his son, Hashem ben Oli, he was a little bit better. He wasn't such a Rosha. And he stopped it. He took away the shomrim that his father put up. So when did he stop it? He stopped it on Chamisha Sabav. That was the Yomtiv that on Chamisha Sabav was taking away those policemen, at least for the next Yomtiv of Sukkot, they'll be able to go to the other regal. Where Rav Nasna says, Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beit HaLekfura. On Chamisha Sabav, that was the day that this whole city Beit that was killed out, then they were able to bury them. The Omar Rav Masna, Oysa Hayom, this day of Chamisha Sabav, the 15th day of Av, Shenosnu Haruge Beit Lekfura. That was the day that they had the right to bury the Haruge Beit. And Tiknu Biyavna. And on that day also, there are Chachom and Meretakon, like we say every day in benching, Biyavna Toiv Yemetiv. The fourth bracha that we say joint benching of Atov Yemetiv through Masakan and Chamisha Sabav, the day that they were able to bury Haruge Beitar, which is called Hatoiv Shlo Yisrichu. It was good for the Mesim themselves that they didn't run away anymore. For Hametiv Shenos Nukvura, was made for us, we were able to do the mitzvah Kvura to bury them. Yeah. So that was also another simcha of Chamisha Sabav. Rabbah Rav Yosef the Amri Tevayu, Rabbah Rav Yosef both say, Yoim She Poiskin Boy, Milichvers Eitzim Lamarocha. That was the day they stopped chopping down the trees to use the wood for the marocha. They used to mamish from Nisan after by Pesach time until Chamisho Sabav. They used to chop down trees, and that wood dried out very good because the sun is out very strong from Nisan until Chamisho Sabav. So the sun dried up the wood very well. It was dried wool. It wouldn't rot away. It wouldn't get wormy. That wood they used for the marocha, for burning on the Mizbeach. Mashenkin, after Chamisho Sabav, the sun stopped. It wasn't so strong anymore. So they stopped cutting down the trees because there'd still be some wetness. It wouldn't be so good. Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Kivon Shagia Chamisho Sabav, when it came Chamisho Sabav, Toshes Koicha Shachama, the sun doesn't come out so strong anymore. Therefore, the trees did not dry up so much. There was still some wetness in the trees, so it wasn't good to cut down to use for the marocha, because maybe then it'll get wormy, or when you burn it, there'll be some smoke coming out from it. Therefore, v'loi hoyu korosin eitzim l'marocha, they did not cut down any more the trees for the marocha. And Amarev Menashe, for Korule, they called this day Yom Tavra Magol. That was the day that they broke the magol, the hatchet. Like in Chamisho Sabav, they didn't have to use the hatchet anymore to cut down the trees. They stopped cutting down the trees. So it was all brought down when they gave it to us before that. After it was an Issa, the first door coming into Eretz Yisrael, not intermarry one Bas that had the Yerusha, can't marry into another Shevet, that stopped on Chamisho Sabav. Now the Gemara says, Mikan v'yelach, from after Chamisho Sabav, now we're ready. Yeah, is the nights begin to get a little bit shorter, and the days get a little bit longer. Mikan v'yelach, the Moisef Yosef. Whoever adds on from learning by daytime, and learns a little bit at nighttime also, is Yosef, will add on to his life. But Shaina Moisef, people that do not add on to learning at nighttime, Yosef, they'll be taken away. So the more my Yosef, what does it mean they'll be taken away? Tony Rabbi Yosef, Tikbere Ime, that means his mother will bury him. In other words, Rashi Rashbam says, Sheyomos Pechatzi Yomef, will die half his lifetime. In other words, now that the Laylas become longer and the days become shorter, so it's not enough just to learn by day. You have to learn now at nighttime also. So somebody does not learn now in the nighttime, so that he'll be taken away and half his life. He'll end up, his mother will be burying him. Right, the Torah Rabbanim. Shiva Koflu Es Kol Olam Kulay. Seven people, like they're able to see one another. They live very long. Rashbam says, Koflu means like they folded over, means Sivavu Vekifu Shinizkaplu Olam Bineim. The world was like between them. V'chol Eilu Hashiva Shimshu Zeze. Each one of these seven, one of them was Meshamish, like work for the other one.
Yeah.
Who are these seven people? Mesushelech ro Adam, Mesushelech saw Adam Arishan. Shane ro Mesushelech, Shane saw Mesushelech. Yaakov ro Shane, he saw Shane. Amram ro es Yaakov. Achia Shalani ro es Amram, he saw Amram. Elio ro es Achia Shalani. Elio, he saw Achia Shalani. V'yadayim kain, and he's still alive. Yeah, so they speak out. This man, the Yama, holds that Elio here was not Pinchas. Because if it was Pinchas, he's one of the 11, not the seven. So these seven people, I'm not sure what it means, they like saw one another. So the Rashbam explains, you mean these were like the Sheva Amud Yoylam. These were the seven Choshva people that the world existed and they held up the world. These were seven Choshva people. Sound like Maria Stakasha, is it true? V'yachia shalani roes Amram, did he see Amram? V'oksir, the pasuk says, t'lo noisam yehem ish kim kolav ben yifun of Yeshua benun. That the only people alive there from the door of the Meraglim was only Yeshua and kolav ben yifun. Amar Rav Hamnuna, lo nigru gzeiro al shifta shalevi. Hatei, that gzeiro in the door hamidbar, that they'll all die out, did not apply to Shevet Levi. So therefore, Achia Shalani was from Shevet Levi. They did not die out in the Midbar. The Pasuk says, "Ba Midbar Azeh Yiplu Pigrechem." In this Midbar, they'll all die out. v'chol pekudeichem, v'chol misparchem, v'ben eskrim shon v'mala. Whoever is 20 years old from the after the chet egol, they're going to be killed out in the midbar. So idashin, mi shepekudov, mi ben eskrim. Who's going to be killed out? Only people that are counted from 20 years and up. That's the other shvotim. But yotza shiftel shalevi, it's excluded. Shevet levi, shepekudov mi ben shloshim. From 30 years and up. That's when they first went, ben shloshim yoim, they were counted from. What they went, what it means, what they counted. So they counted from 30 days and older, they counted them up. And also they counted from 30 years for doing the avoida. But to count how many there were, me ben chedesh. Yeah. So Shmuel says, babot pshat him here. It means, to lean near the two pshat. One says it means from 30 days. The other pshat means, shloshim ayin shloshim shana. The Siv Negeshim of us, were 30 years old, that's when they went to do the melacha by the Levium. So the kid says, Shevet Levi was not in this gezera to die out through the midbar. Yeah. From no other Shevet did they come into Eretz Yisrael, did they all die out in the midbar? I, Vatani, we learned that Yoyeh ben Menashe. Yeah. So for the Gemara, Kasha, did nobody else come into Eretz Yisrael? We learned Yoyer ben Menashe, Omocher ben Menashe, Noldu b'yemei Yaakov. They were born in the times of Yaakov. Le'nesu achenichnasu Yisrael Oret. They didn't die till they came into Eretz Yisrael. Mashma, they did not die in the Midbar. Shneva, the pasuk says v'Yaakov me manchei hay kishloishim v'shishish. They killed out manchayor like 36. Tani, we learned like this. Shloishim v'shishim mamish. Tibur Reb Yuda. Yuda says it means they killed out 36 people. Oma loy Rebbe Nechemya. V'chinema shloishim v'shisha. Does the Taka say 36? V'alor le nemarela kish loishim v'shisha. Though he says like 36. Ela rather what it means to say is ze yoyeh ben Menashe. So then yoyeh ben Menashe. She shokol keruba shal Sanhedrin. He was shokol like the Rebbe of Sanhedrin. Like a 36, that's Rebbe of Sanhedrin. So Kitsa Yoyim B'Menashe did live through the Dor HaMidbar. So Sal Chakash, you're telling me the only one that lived through the Dor HaMidbar was only Shevet Levi. And there you see Yoyim B'Menashe from Shevet B'Menashe also, they lived through the Midbar. Elot's like this. Elomar Rav Acha B'Yaakov, L'Nigzer Wagzera Lo Yapochos Mi Ben Esrim. That's the pshat. Whoever by the Chet Egel, whoever was under 20 was not the Chlal Dat Gzera. The Zerah was only whoever is 20 years and older, they'll die out in the midbar. The loya yesim ben shishim, and not somebody over 60. What does that mean? Loya pochus ben esrim, not somebody that's under 20 years old. The pasuk says mi ben esrim shon of amala, only from 20 years and upwards, then was he killed out in the midbar. The loya yesim ben shishim. Gomer umala umala meyerchon. Learn out from the parasha berachin. Mala halon yesa mi ben shishim kipochus mi ben chof. Just like by the parasha of erchin, we want to know how much a person is worth. So Torah gives us chum up until 20, you're worth this much. From 20 until 60, worth a certain amount, and then from 60 go downwards. So after 60, you're worth less than 20. So you see, after 60, it's like you're less than 20. Is Afkan here also the special gzeir of the Dor HaMidbar? Yes, mi ben shishim kipachos mi ben esrim. That they didn't have this gzeir upon somebody that was older 60. Notice that this gzeir was like we just learned before the Dor HaMidbar, that they died out mamash on Tishimov by night. They went to sleep in the grave, and every year 15,000 didn't wake up. Could be somebody over 60 was the Mechlal Dat Gzeira. Even if he died during the Midbar, he didn't die Tisha B'Av by night in his grave. He died throughout the whole year. That special Gzeira, the Dor HaMidbar, will die out. And they'll die out that way, that Tisha B'Av by night. They went to sleep in the grave. That was only set special to people that were 20 until 60. But anybody under 20 or over 60 was the Mechlal Dat Gzeira. Now we boil, we have a new question. Eretz Yisrael lishvotim iflug oidilma lekarfev gavri iflug. When Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael and they got the chalukah, how did they divide up Eretz Yisrael? So Rashbam explains, the shalar is lishvotim iflug, They took the Eretz Yisrael and they divided it up into 12 equal parts. 12 equal parts. And then each Shevet got one portion. Whether one Shevet had more people than the other didn't make a difference. But one Pshat is they divided up Eretz Yisrael into 12 parts. Oiduma maybe no. Lekafrev Gavra means according to the people. Rashbam says, means the Roshay Anoshim Lakshakol Echel Yetzim Mitzrayim. The Rabbi Yasher Liboyoritz. The Rabbi Yonason. However you hold, whether the Chalukah was according to how many left Mitzrayim, or according to how many came into Eretz Yisrael, but not the Pshat, it was 12 equal portions, but each Shevet got a portion according to how big they were. This Shevet had more people, they had a bigger Chalik in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Shaila. How was Eretz Yisrael divided? Equal 12 portions, or was it divided? No, not equally 12 portions, but each Shevet got according to how many people they had in the Shevet. So Toshimar Gemara is going to bring you proof. It says, Bein Rav Lamat, whether there's a lot or there's a little. Shvam says,